stone you just like they said they would.
Now, that is not Bob Dylan reciting Colorado state law. Everybody must get stoned? Not quite. But as of yesterday morning, citizens of Colorado could get stoned legally by purchasing pot from marijuana retailers opening their doors to recreational customers legally for the very first time. Dennis Hispany is a staff writer at the Denver Business Journal. Dennis, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you.
This is all the result of the ballot measure. We knew this was coming, right?
Yes, Amendment 64 passed in the fall of 2012, and that legalized the possession and use and sale of small amounts of marijuana for adults 21 and over. But it took the legislature and law enforcement and everybody close to a year to get all the rules and regulations in place for retail sales, which, as you said, started yesterday.
So is this a business beat like covering the bar scene in Denver, covering the retail restaurant scene in Denver, covering the rollout of, Grey Goose Vodka or something?
Yes, absolutely. I'm the retail reporter for the Denver Business Journal since 2011, and when this Amendment 64 passed, the editors came to me and said, we'd like you to cover this like it's a normal retail beat. And with the amount of money that we're talking about, this is it's a pretty substantial beat. And what makes it so unique is that it's very rare to have a whole industry starting from day one. So it's been interesting to cover, to say the least.
So give me some of your reporter's notebook, some of the details. What was the first day like?
Well, I didn't go out at 7:30 with the press conferences and everything like that. I wanted to see how it was going to go throughout the day. So I went to a dispensary called Lodo Wellness in downtown Denver. And by 10 a.m., the line was almost a half a city block long. There was hundreds of people in line. The owner was handing out tickets. Everybody was in a very good mood. It was almost like a party type atmosphere, even though it was very cold to be outside in Denver. Many of the people, almost half, were from a different state. In fact, the owner had counted 40 licenses from different states. So, and the age range varied from people in their 20s right on up through the 60s. So it was an interesting mix of people.
And can an establishment offer like an endorsement, advertise on the media? Could there be the official marijuana retailer for the Denver Broncos on their way to the Super Bowl?
I don't know about that yet. I think that as people get used to the idea that it is a retail business and that it's heavily regulated, that might come. But you're seeing the effects of it right now. The Denver Post, which is a major U.S. news publication, has added a side blog of for their marijuana coverage. They have a marijuana editor and reporters, and they've been taking advertising on that blog post, not on the official Denver Post website. So again, people are just kind of dabbling in it, but just being very cautious because it's still illegal under federal laws.
Now, on the investigative side of this, there's some serious tension in the sort of tax issue of supporting some of the consequences of this that's going to keep the price high. There's still tension to buy low on the black market, right?
Well, people think that even with the 30% excise and sales tax on the marijuana sales statewide, that people are still going to prefer to go to a licensed shop that has security, that you know what your product is, and that it's completely legal. So a lot of people don't mind paying a little extra for that. And you know, judging on the sales of just medical marijuana in 2012, which were $185 million, this could be $400 to $500 million in the first year.
Got to go, but I can't resist. Are owners worried there in the Denver area?
They're actually happy. It's a good synergy for business owners around where the dispensaries are located, especially for pizza. We've heard pizza businesses and other. I mean, I know the jokes are there.
But the jokes are there, buddy.
Businesses are happy.
And you're on the beat. Dennis Hispany, a staff writer at the Denver Business Journal on the legal sales of marijuana in the state of Colorado. Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you.
The Takeaway is supported by Lumosity.com, the brain training program designed by neuroscientists and used by 50 million people, created to improve memory and attention. More at Lumosity.com.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper. with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.